The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hey, Giant fans. Welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name's Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz. Chris Bisignano. Chris, so much has happened over the last few days. We got a lot to cover. And we'll obviously get to your questions, folks. But let's start with the fact that Carson Wentz is inexplicably back in the NFC East.
Was that a shock at you? That really surprised me. That really surprised me. Yeah. Right. I mean, I knew they were going to move on for Wentz. I think everybody knew that, you know. Yeah. But I didn't hear Washington. I mean, you know, Washington was going after Russell Wilson, and he basically shot that down. Seattle shot that down.
Yeah.
Well, Wilson said that he'll never play for Schneider, so that was done.
Yeah.
And obviously, we know what happened. Russell Wilson, we'll get into that. But, you know, I know they were looking to move on from Wentz and Washington. You know what, Jerry? That goes to show me. I don't know about you, bro. You tell me what you think of this. That goes to show me what they think of this quarterback class.
Chris, you tweeted it earlier, and I was like, you said a mouthful. And it also shows, like, it was two-sided, right? That. And then it showed me, like, man, the Colts, Frank Reich, who may have been Carson Wentz's biggest fan, they gave up on him after a year, right?
Jerry, he just wasn't good, bro.
Right. And like you said, Washington is picking what, 11?
11th, yeah.
Now, there may be a team that does take a chance on one of these quarterbacks, but right, there's a few there that you think may, you know, are going to be available, and they're going with Carson Wentz, who is, I mean, he's really on his last shot here, no?
Yeah, I mean, look, he went with his old coordinator, Frank Reich, in Indianapolis, right? He had his best year under Frank Reich.
Right.
Didn't get it done last year. And, you know, everybody watches the games. I mean, you looked at Wentz last year. I was like, what are you doing? You know, half the times. Not that he was horrible all year, but he just didn't
careless.
Get it done. He didn't
careless
get it done.
Too. Careless.
Careless. Missed guys. The most alarming thing I thought with Wentz last year, Jerry, he was just missing guys that were wide open, dude.
Yeah.
Wide open.
Yeah.
You know. And they, you know, you figured they were going to move on. They did. And now Washington, look, these Malik Willis's and Pickett, they're going to go in the first round, Jerry. I firmly believe. I think Willis is going to go higher after that combine. He's probably going to go higher than people think, right?
Yep.
But it just goes to show you there's no sure. They don't view this as a sure. There's no sure quarterbacks coming out. They don't.
Right.
I mean, Jerry, to me, why would you make that trade if Washington sit at 11 and have a chance to move up?
Right.
And grab one of those two kids or three kids if there's three, you know, real good ones coming out.
Yep.
I don't think they make that trade, Jerry. But I think Washington looks at it like, well, plan A was Russell Wilson. That didn't work out. And then plan B came in with Carson Wentz, I guess, you know, and now they have their guy for next year. Now, I'm not saying they won't draft a quarterback, Jerry, but to me, it's like, you know, why are you trading a bunch of twos and all that stuff?
Yeah, two twos, and that could turn into three twos based on performance.
Right.
Yeah.
If you believe in the guy that's coming out, or one or two guys. So to me, that says a lot about what they think about this quarterback class.
And you're trading twos in a year where it's a very deep class, right? Because of COVID, a lot of players went back last year. And I was stunned, Chris. I cannot believe that, first off, that he's back in our division and that Washington gave up two twos and maybe a third two to get him. And then it shows you, like, what are the Colts doing at quarterback now? Are they going to move up to draft one of these kids? I have no idea.
Right.
But it's just interesting.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting on their end what they do, you know. But that's their problem.
Yep.
And look, Jerry, and I wasn't being a wisest, but it's like, okay, well, Carson Wentz is back in the division. Like, does anybody really, you know, worried about Carson Wentz being back in the division?
Nope.
You know? And the Giants are in no position, you know, to be even talking like that. But I'm just like, when I heard it, I was like, okay, we're playing twice a year. So, you know,
right.
You know, so that was a surprise, Jerry. I have to admit, Washington gave up those twos, maybe three twos, whatever it's going to be, for a guy that played mediocre football last year, and that was under his guy, Frank Reich.
Yep.
Now he's coming over to Washington, you know, and it's like, okay, you know,
yeah.
He's got what, Jerry? One receiver right now, McLaurin. you know.
Right.
Not many weapons there in Washington. Obviously, they're going to try to add to that for Wentz, but and you know, an offensive line, Jerry, that's you know, not that great. They're probably going to lose their best player in Brandon Scherff, you know, in free agency. So good luck, brother. You know, Wentz, good luck, you know. But he's over back in our division, and I don't think we're going to see the 2017 Carson Wentz, Jerry. I'm not really that concerned about it.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it either. Again, it was more of a surprise than anything. The other one was you had another tweet after the Russell Wilson trade. Mm. Would you have given all that up?
Yeah.
And look, I mean, they literally backed up a truck and loaded draft picks and players and everything. And my answer easily is no, because the Giants are so far from competing.
Right.
I've made this comparison before. Getting Russell Wilson would be like getting when they got Fran Tarkenton years ago. It was the Fran Tarkenton show. Run around as much as you can. Try to find somebody because the rest of the team can't protect you. Well, Russell Wilson would have went from a horrible line in Seattle to one here if you gave up all those picks. So I can't believe also that, you know, Derek Carr is arguably the worst quarterback in that division now. To me, you know, you have Patrick Mahomes, you have Herbert, you have Russell Wilson and Carr. I like Carr, but that division is loaded with quarterbacks, dude.
Yeah, look, Jerry, you know, Elway did this before. He felt he was right there, and he went out and got Peyton Manning, and they won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right? So now Elway and George Patton look at this, their roster. And look, dude, when the Aaron Rodgers rumors were going around, I said, hey, this team's a quarterback away from competing for this division, if not winning the division.
Yeah.
You know? And so, obviously, Rodgers pulled his off-season bullshit. And the drama's over there. You know, now he's back in Green Bay. He's the happiest guy on the planet and all that. That's what $50 million a year do for you, you know? So Denver, they look at their roster, Jerry. And you heard me preach this during the year. This team's a quarterback away from being a serious contender in the AFC.
Yeah.
Well, I guess George Patton and Elway were along the lines of the same thinking. Me, it's like, okay, well, you know what? We got the defense. We got the receivers. We got running backs. We got a pretty good offensive line. But we need a damn quarterback. And Jerry, they gave up a boatload, bro. But like I said on Twitter today, this morning, the Giants were in no position, in my opinion, to do something like that, right?
No, not
Denver
at all.
Denver feels they are. They feel they got their missing piece and they're ready to roll in a very tough division, right? And they feel they can compete now and they're going to be a Super Bowl contender. They feel they're going to, you know, a division contender, and they feel they could go farther than that, dude. It's a very good roster that now has one of the better quarterbacks in the league, Jerry. So that AFC West, dude, that is going to be one
loaded
fun division to watch next year.
Yeah.
Because like you said, Jerry, Derek Carr is the fourth best quarterback in the division right now.
Yep.
And I like him a lot like you do.
Same, right.
You know?
Right.
And if they go out and their main goal this offseason, Jerry, is going to go try to get Carr another weapon.
Right.
So now you're looking at shootouts. You're looking at, it's going to be a wild division, bro. I'm glad the Giants are not in that division, Jerry.
We have Wentz come to our division. Thank you. That's much better.
Yeah.
But there is it's interesting what you said before. You know, Washington obviously not going quarterback or most likely won't at 11 with this trade to Wentz.
Right.
Why would they if they made that trade?
Right.
But a team that maybe could now is Seattle at 9. And for me, Willis just makes sense there. Like that's a pick that I could see them making, right?
Malik Willis is a kid that really, you know, he had a great combine.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of good film, you know, a lot of stuff on film. Obviously, Liberty, you know, not many people know him. Obviously, nobody really saw him. And so this time of year when everybody starts watching, you know, I'm talking about me, you, you know, I never saw Liberty. We're not talking about the diehard scouts. Obviously, they're watching him, you know.
Yep.
But, you know, watching the kid's impressive, you know, and he's like that Seattle type. I could see him with Pete Carroll in Seattle, you know. Obviously, I don't think Seattle's sitting here right now going, well, we got our quarterback with Drew Lock. I don't think that's happening.
Yeah, no, you know, that's definitely not the case.
Yeah, I don't think they plan on bringing Geno Smith back either,
right,
you know,
right,
to be a
right.
starter. You know, they did re-sign him. So I could definitely say, but who knows, Jerry? You know, they could be high-end Kenny Pickett, you know. Jerry?
Yes, they could. Yep.
They could be high on Pickett. I mean, but you have to figure, Jerry, at number 9, that they're going to be looking for the quarterback because they got a shitload of other draft picks, brother.
Yeah.
You know, that they could build they're in a rebuild mode. You know, they just cut Bobby Wagner. You know, they're in total rebuild, you know.
Yeah. Bobby Wagner.
So, and they're going to have plenty of draft picks now to rebuild.
Yep. A couple other things. Franchise tags. Anything surprise you there?
Only one, the tight end, David Njoku from Cleveland. That was the only one that really surprised me.
Did Dalton Schultz surprise you at all? I was disappointed.
You know what, Jerry? A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I have to. Yeah, you're right. You know what? A little bit.
Yeah, that was more disappointment on my part because I
know
he
had I know he had a good year, Jerry, but I'm a little surprised that it was like a franchise type guy, you know?
Yeah, and they're going to get rid of Amari Cooper, right? And franchise Schultz. That's a little weird to me.
A little strange, you know? But, you know, Cooper's going to be a cap hit.
Yeah.
Looks like DeMarcus Lawrence is very possible. He could be a cap casualty.
Good. Thank God.
Yeah.
So, wait, you're telling me we're getting Wentz and maybe losing DeMarcus Lawrence? It's a good day. Giants just doing nothing, and it's a good day.
Yeah, you know, you know what's funny, Jerry? Just get into Dallas a second. You know, they win 12 games last year, and right now they're going to be favorite next year in the division. But you look at them, and they're probably not going to have Cooper, who's a very good player, dude. You know? Got to account for him on the field, Jerry.
Right.
One of the best route runners in football.
Yep.
And they're going to come back. It looks like they're going to sign Gallup, who's coming off an injury, right? You got CD Lamb. Okay. Offensive line, a year older, you know, Dak. Shoulder surgery, whatever it was, you know, down the stretch was like, you know, Zeke's year, what, 7 next year? You know, coming off the knee. You kind of, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence, Randy Gregory might not be there next year.
Right.
You know, you just look at them, Jerry, and you say, you could just see it falling apart for them next year. I just look at that team. I could say, man, I could see these guys falling apart next year, you know, not having that 10-win season, 12, and having like that 8-win season, you know, Jerry, and all that. So,
And look, since we're in the division talking about Wentz and we're talking about Dallas now, you have the Eagles who are basically going with or stuck with Jalen Hurts, especially not getting Russell Wilson. They're not going to get Aaron Rodgers. I don't think that was ever going to happen. But, I mean, the only other name really would be what Deshaun Watson if they made a move, if they were bold enough to pull that off.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, again, I'll say it now, it's very early, we didn't even hit really free agency yet, still the draft. You look at the division, I mean, I'm a buffoon, Chris, but it's not the AFC West, right? Like, is this nothing scares you, right? Like, I'm not saying we're gonna win it, but nothing scares me right now, Chris. That's
no, nothing scares me. You're saying, like, right, there's no Chiefs in this division,
right?
Nope. Right. Like I just said, when we just talked about Dallas, I just, you know, you could just see that falling apart.
Yeah.
And the Eagles, you know, Jerry, they have 3 number one picks.
Yes.
You know, and this Eagle team made the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Jalen Hurts, if he's back, you know, another year now in the system, adding 3 guys. I guess if there's one team I look at, Jerry, but I'm not a big Hurts fan. That's what hold me up. That would hold me up, you know?
Right, right.
But if there's one team that you could see, you know, maybe taking that next step, it'd be those damn guys. I got 3 number ones coming in, you know?
Yeah.
But no, nobody scares you, dude.
But you know what they don't have? You know what they don't have, Chris? And they're very aggravated about this. They don't have Brandon Brown. And they're very mad about that, by the way. Harry Roseman is not happy that he went to the Giants. Yeah. So there you go.
Yeah.
So they don't have his brains behind the scenes helping draft. So, listen, maybe they'll blow one of those 3 picks. Who knows?
Yeah. I did read that. Harry Roseman wasn't too happy about the Giants poaching there, huh?
Well, sorry, Howie. That's life, buddy.
Can't stop it, Howie. It's a promotion. Sorry.
There it is, buddy. You didn't promote him. We did. Thank you.
I love it that, you know, I love the Giants when right in there. So, we're going to take this guy, Brandon Brown.
That's right.
Brandon, come on over. You're going to be Joe Shane's right-hand man, you know?
That's right. Love it. That's awesome. All right. So you had Njoku with the franchise that surprised you as well.
That's the only one I really surprised you. Schultz is a little, but Njoku was like, wow, that was a really surprise to me.
So there was another franchise, Jacksonville franchise their left tackle.
Right.
Now, does that mean Neal is not going to be their pick? And I mean, we may as well just talk about this now. To me, that spells Hutchinson to me. That's just...
Me too, Jerry. But listen, you know, like everything else, you're not sitting in a room with Trent Baalke and Doug Peterson.
Yeah.
But when you look at that, to me, Jerry, that was good news for the Giants.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Robinson's going to be back. And to me, like you just said, that spells either Thibodeau or Hutchinson, whoever they like better, right?
Yeah, probably Hutchinson.
I would imagine Hutchinson. I think that seems to be the word coming out of North Florida that it looks like they like Hutchinson. So I think that's – now, I'm not going to sit here, Jerry, and say, well, they franchised Cam Robinson for the second year in a row, and they're not going to go tackle. They're not going to go one of the big kids. I'm not going to say that, Jerry, because I don't know for sure. But just you look at that and you say, okay, well, that looks like it's going to push back one of these big kids now to the Giants. Or could be. Like I said, Jerry, like we've been talking about for a few weeks, the Jets are the freaking wild card here.
They are that X factor, man, aren't they?
I mean, I still think the Jets are going to go defense, Jerry, because they need defense bad. Yeah. They're the worst defense in the league.
Yeah.
But holy crap, Jerry, you don't know. You don't know if they're going to take – if the Equano kid is there. Equano kid is there. You don't know if they're going to take him.
Brian Baldinger.
Or Neil's there, you know?
Brian Baldinger did a mock draft. Right. And I think he did on NFL Network. I'm sure you saw it, but he had Equanu.
No, actually, I didn't, Jerry. I didn't.
He had Equanu going 5 to the Giants.
Oh, awesome.
And then he had Thibodeau going 7 to the Giants. And I thought, oh, dude, if you could take 7 punters after that, for all I care. I mean, so, if you could get Thibodeau at 7.
So, Jerry, who did he go with the Jets at 4? Corner?
Sauce Gardner.
Oh, he went with a corner.
I believe it was a corner. And then he had Houston taking Kyle Hamilton.
Houston taking Kyle Hamilton. Okay.
Yeah, so Neil and Hutchinson went. Yes, and then so those guys both fell. Yeah.
Well, if Boldy is right, I think Giant fans will be ecstatic over that. Right?
God, dude. They could take a kicker, a punter, a long snapper. I mean, they could be mixed in. I'll say this. They could be mixed in with those next 7 picks, and I'll be – okay, it's fine. But one thing Thibodeau said that I know you got concerned with and Mr. Banks did, and I get it, I actually lit up from it when he said it because I always went by Clowney's potential, not production. I get it. But he said something to the effect of, he's like, Jadeveon Clowney 2.0. And I thought, that's a weird thing to say. No, but at the same time, he's kind of got that skill set. With Clowney, it was always he never put it together or only put it together once in a while.
Yeah. So, well, Jerry, what do you meant by that? And Banks was a little alarmed by that. You saw that on Twitter. I had to straighten him out as usual. You know, I said, no, Carl, this is what he meant. Like, learn the game, Carl. Learn the game. I text him constantly, dude, you got to learn this game.
The game, Carl.
What he meant was that, you know, number one overall pick, you know, and all that. He didn't mean the same production on the field. And by the way, all kidding aside, Jerry, your boy Clowney, in his limited snaps last year, had a really good year for the Browns.
Yes, right.
He had a really good year, and he was injured, he had snaps, and he still had like 9 sacks and all. I mean, he actually had a pretty good year for them.
Yeah.
So anyway, but that's what Tibbs was talking about. He was talking about, like, he wanted to be that, not so much on the field type 2.0. He was talking about number one overall pick and this and that. He's hoping to be the number one overall pick like Clowney was back in 20, whatever it is now, Jerry, 14, whatever the hell it was. You know, and that's what he was talking about. So I think, like you said, like, and I know for a fact, Carl was like a little bit like, oh man, why do you want to be like Clowney? Like, he didn't mean the production like the same type of play. He just meant the draft status and all that stuff.
I thought skill set too. Yeah.
Yeah, I had to straighten Banks out. He nice. Kind of, you know, I had to show him the light a little bit in that one.
Nice job by you. There was something else I wanted to touch on.
Is there anything that alarms you about Thibodeau? Oh, you're good to go with him.
I liked that the Giants were hard on him and that he said that. I didn't mind that. And I thought, wow, this is refreshing that they're asking him psychological questions. Like, if you play in New York and your first 5 games, you don't have any sacks, what's your response going to be? Are you going to be down on yourself? Like, you know, and I like that he said that. Other than that, I mean, he wasn't as productive as a couple of the other guys. But why? What are you getting at?
No, because some people have some concerns about him. They think maybe he's a little bit of a diva, you know, and all that.
He didn't come off like it. I don't know.
Look, Jerry, I got to be honest with you, dude. You know, all this crap comes out this time of year, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I read things that, the kid takes plays off. He doesn't have a high engine, a high motor. And, you know, and I went back and I was looking a lot of his, at like 3 or 4 of his games, not to mention games I watched Oregon this year, you know.
Right.
And look, I didn't quite see what the hell everybody's talking about. You know, the kid had a bad ankle last year, too, playing on a bad foot or an ankle, you know, top of the foot or the ankle. One or the other. He was playing on a bad wheel. And I saw him running guys down from behind in the run game. I saw him hustling the out. I didn't quite see what people were talking about. I said, that's another thing. Like, you see that people put something out there. Oh, he doesn't have a high motor, you know? I don't know. I didn't see it. I do see a kid with an explosive first step, Jerry.
Yeah.
I see a kid with a dynamic dip and rip move. Working on – he even does like a half a la Dwight Freeney type spin move. I see a kid that played three technique for Oregon and was very effective inside. So I like everything the kid does, Jerry.
Do you like Walker better?
I like him and Walker.
Yeah.
To me, you can't go wrong with either one.
Yeah.
A lot of people like Walker a little bit better. A lot of people like Thibodeau, but it's that time of year, Jerry. To go on and say, like, if somebody told me, Jerry, you tell me right now, hey, Chris, I like Thibodeau better than Walker. I'm not going to say, like a lot of idiots on Twitter do, oh, you're dead wrong.
Yeah, right.
You're dead wrong, Jerry.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like, to me, it's like, okay, that sounds good, Jerry. It's not like, you know, it's some third on the depth chart guy kid from, you know, Liberty, and you're saying that he's better than Thibodeau. You know, then I'd be like, Jerry, are you on crack? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I love them both. And if Thibodeau goes, Jerry, and I'll say we'll get into the draft more, obviously, but if the worst case scenario plays out with those top four picks and they're all gone, I mean, I have no problem with the Walker kid at five. You know, like a lot of people do. They like that Walker kid up there. But I like Thibodeau just as much, Jerry.
Interesting about Thibodeau all year, he was the number one draft pick. It was whoever gets number one pick, it's going to be Thibodeau. Then the year Hutchinson had, and then Walker kind of rising, it's like, well, maybe Thibodeau's third now. And that's what's interesting now, because Walker may go ahead, right? If the Giants pick in fifth and they're both there, and say the linemen, for whatever reason, are off the board, they may go Walker. And I'm not going to be mad at that either. But it's just interesting that Thibodeau, when the season started, it's just funny how these things, I always say, these players rise and fall like stocks, man. It's crazy. Yeah. It's the combine, everything. So go ahead.
No, Jerry. Hey, look, Joe Shane made it known. It's the best player available.
Yeah.
That could be Kyle Hamilton at five.
Could that player be Sauce Gardner too?
That could be Sauce Gardner, dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's, we don't know their board.
Yep.
I know everybody thinks they know their board.
Right.
Everybody thinks they know Joe Shane. Do we know Joe Shane? This is the first rodeo with him, brother.
Yeah.
We don't know the way this guy's going to be. Him and his, he's in charge. We don't know what he's going to do.
Yeah.
This is the first time that we are dealing with Joe Shane. And I know a lot of people out there that have all the answers and all that. They know what's going to happen. And nobody, he'll never do this. And he'll never do. Nobody has any answers. Okay? No. None. You don't know what Joe Shane. You don't know his draft board. You could just speculate what's going to happen.
Right.
But we do know Joe Shane said, I am not going to reach for need, and it's going to be the best player next.
Yeah,
available.
That's the way you drift.
And if those four big guys, like we just, the worst case scenario plays out, and if they have a kid like Kyle Hamilton, that's the fifth best rated player, on, you know, in front of Sauce Guard, he might go with Kyle. He's going to go with Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah.
Now, you know, corner, what do we want, Jerry? You want offensive line, to me, it has to be, right?
Yeah.
But if those two big kids are gone, where do they have Charles Cross?
Right.
Okay, I know everybody's got the answers. Everybody's saying, oh, no, you're wrong. You got to do this. Guys, I'm not in the room with Joe Shane.
Yeah.
I'm not in the room with Brandon Brown. I don't know their draft board. Okay? They might have Charles Cross rated 15th best middle round guy.
Yeah.
They might have him seventh type talent. Right?
Yeah.
Seventh overall talent. Don't know.
Yep.
Don't know. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, this is what's going to happen. You're wrong here. This is wrong. This is wrong. You know, we'll find out on April 28th, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, if the top four picks, Jerry, and you know, like you said, Hutchinson's there, or Hutchinson goes, and then Houston goes with Kyle Hamilton, something like that, Jerry.
Yeah.
And it knocks a Neil or Ikuanu. How do you say this kid's name?
Ikuanu, you know, sure. I think. I thought it was
Ikuanu. Yeah. If he's there at five, dude, come on. He's a top five talent. He's going to get drafted by the Giants.
Yeah.
I think that's safe to say, right, Jerry?
If you want Hutchinson, but see, then you're still going to have the Georgia kid as well. But say your big four are Hutchinson, Thibodeau, Neil, and Ikuanu. Then you're going to want the Texans or the Jets, because they're the more likely ones to pull a Sauce Gardner or Kyle Hamilton so that one of those four falls. But you're still going to get Walker at five, even if those four go, right?
If they have Walker, we don't know, Jerry.
Right. If we're in that room,
right,
and we want that edge guy,
right? Well, that's me, yeah.
Right, and Chris says, Jerry, you take Linderbaum at seven. Five's my pick. I say, okay, Chris, go with five. You take Walker if he's there.
Yeah. And look, Jerry, I got to be honest with you, it's going to be big to see what happens with Bradbury this week. We'll find out if I was going to ask you next.
Yeah.
You know, Bradbury, my gut feeling, Jerry, I have nobody told me this. This is just my gut feeling. I have a feeling he's going to get traded.
Yeah.
You too, Jerry? You got that feeling?
Yeah, because he's a good corner.
Now, nobody whispered this in my ear, hey, look for a trade, nothing. I'm just going by my gut feeling that he could. And, Jerry, even if Bradbury is on this roster, he redoes his deal a little bit, they knock the cap number down, whatever it might be, right? Or he's traded. A kid like Sauce Gardner, if he's there at seven, is not off the board.
If he's there at seven, I agree.
His defense, they want to build from the back front.
Right.
That's, you know, and I know it's the offensive line, you win battle, and I'm just telling you, that's Martindale's philosophy, that you can never have enough corners, dude.
And because they have two picks, Chris, they really can fall back on that second pick for offensive line, especially if Neal and Ekwonu are gone. Then it's go best player, obviously. The two best guys are gone. You have Cross, you have Linderbaum, they're probably the other two first round picks. Maybe other guys sneak into the back end, but I'm saying top 15, those two guys are there. So you can always fall back on that second pick. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, Jerry, those two big boys are off the board.
Yeah.
You know, Joe Shane said it. He goes, you don't have to build an offensive line with number one picks.
Right.
You could get him in a second, third, fourth round, you know, and build a line.
Hey guys, to remind you real quick, Ernie Accorsi did not. You know, Soibert, free agent. O'Hara, Browns. McKenzie, Jets, right? David Deal, what, fifth or sixth round pick, 2003. There's one more. Snee, Soibert. Oh, a Snee, second round. So there you go.
Yeah. And Joe Shane made that plain. Now, obviously, Jerry, this team needs an offensive line. That's going to be their focus. You know, in his free agent, we'll get into free agents a little bit and the draft, you know. And obviously, Jerry, those two kids, you can't pass them up. Neal or, you know what I mean? I'm sure, like the rest of the world, they're graded top five, right?
Right.
So they're not passing one of those two kids. Where it's going to get interesting, if they're off the board, now where do they have a Cross, a Penning, all those guys? Cross is probably the only one that would be in the top seven. Right?
Yeah.
On the board. So,
where
did the Giants go there? Do they go one of the edge guys? Do they go with a Kyle Hamilton if he's up there? That's where it's going to get. And, you know, and like Shane says, second round, we could get a guard. We could get another, you know what I mean? Another tap, whatever it might be. Middle rounds, you could build. And we'll get into free agency now, Jerry. Do they pluck a veteran, a free agency, they add an offensive lineman, right? And then you draft one and the whole deal. So it's going to be fascinating, dude. But, it's all coming up pretty soon, man. You know, and you got to hope now that they franchise Robinson that kind of pushes the Ekwonu kid back or Neal, you know.
Neal, right.
Because, Jerry, the buzz after the combine
is
that a lot of teams like Ekwonu just better. As much, if not better, than Neal.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's something I've been saying, dude. And you know, I put it on Twitter. Right, Jerry? A couple weeks ago, I said, yo, I like this kid just as much as Neal, bro. Yeah. Remember, Jerry?
Yep.
And look, the combine, it makes you see something. Look, it's not game film. Everybody knows that. But, you know, guys look really good in the way they move and stuff like that. And helps them or could hurt them, man. No doubt about it.
Right. All right, so let's talk about free agents coming up.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so, look, Jerry, we know free agency starts Monday. You know, and then it's legally next Wednesday, but we all know free agency starts Monday, right?
Yep.
And so now we're going to look, Jerry, so what are the Giants? How active are going to be? They can't really do much money. Well, we'll find out a little bit more by the end of the week with Shep, Blake Martinez, and then the big one's going to be Bradbury, right?
Yeah.
And you'll see how much wiggle room. Now, there's always ways to, you know, create some cap space, make some room and all that stuff, right? So with free agency coming up, Jerry, let's talk about some of the positions they might target. Okay, well, one to me, Jerry, is going to be backup quarterback. Where, you know, what do you think there? I mean, I know everybody's fascinated with this Trubisky stuff, you know.
Right.
Oh, he's going to come here. He wants to come here. You know, well, I, you know, Trubisky's, I'm sure, has sights on being a starter again with a few teams. And I'm sure he plans on making some pretty decent coin, you know.
Yeah.
To me, Jerry, the way the cap is, the way the Giants are pretty strapped, is that you got to get that backup guy makes 1.5, 2, whatever it might be, you know, along that Mariota range, you know, Jerry, where you know he's the back, you know what I mean? And that's it. But we know this, though, dude, is that Davis Webb is over here now, but they're not looking at him like, oh, he's going to be the backup to Daniel, right?
Right, right.
They got to get a veteran here because we know what happened last year. Okay?
Yeah.
We all saw how this team was a total disaster under Mike Glennon, who nobody even thought was going to be that bad. I don't give a crap what anybody says. Yeah. He turned out to be that bad, right?
Yes.
So they're going to have to get a veteran here, Jerry, that if something happens to Daniel, who's been hurt, right, who's missed games, that could manage a damn football team, right?
Does it concern you that if Trubisky or Mariota come over, that it's actually a quarterback competition? Does that concern you or no?
Jerry, it doesn't concern me at all because guess what?
Yeah.
If a Mariota, right, Jerry, or like you said, a Trubisky, if they come in here and they beat out Daniel Jones, God bless you.
I'll tell you right now, I think it will be Trubisky eventually because it just he's not going to be a starter. It's going to dry up for him. I think it will be Trubisky, but I'm telling you right now, I like Mariota. I would love if they can pull that off as a backup. And then it's competition.
I agree with you, dude.
Yeah.
I have no problem with Mariota coming in here. I don't think he's a starter, but I have no problem with him coming in here.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same old story, Jerry. If a Marcus Mariota comes in here or Trubisky, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Daniel's going to be the number one guy in camp, but if Daniel falls on his ass and looks horrible while a Mariota or a Trubisky is playing really well, well, guess, hey, dude, they're not fixed in. You know, they didn't draft this guy. They like him, but they didn't draft him, Jerry.
Yep, right.
And then obviously 2023 is going to be the draft class that you look, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I think the Giants are playing it smart. I want Daniel Jones to do well. I like that they're not going to do the fifth year on him and they're not going to spend that money. And but if he does well, great. Then you worry about that. You sign him to a long-term deal. If he really lights it up this year, 4,000 yards and, you know, shows you can be the franchise. But, you know, really 2023, Chris, is the draft for quarterbacks way more than this one. Here, if you're at 5 or 7, I think taking a quarterback, I think I'll call it now. And if it happens, this is my walk on the bridge pick. I think you're reaching.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Yep. So.
Yeah. So, but I think you have to get that veteran in here, Jerry. Yeah. I'm looking at some of the list here, you know, besides Trubisky and Mariota, you got Jacoby Brissett's out there. You got Teddy Bridgewater's back out there. Colt McCoy, who won a few games for Arizona last year when Kyler Murray, you know, he's back out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're going to have to invest, Jerry, on a veteran in here. Not to compete, just the guy that could move an offense, Jerry.
Function.
That could function like an NFL offense that we thought we had maybe with Glennon last year. That was a disaster.
Right.
You know, and all that. And if a guy like Jones looks like a buffoon in camp and whatever, and another guy, you know, the veteran behind him is playing much better, that's on the coaching staff, bro. But that's a position the Giants are going to have to, you know, bring in here. They're going to have to invest in that one, Jerry.
And real quick, with regard to camp, things look like they may be normal for you or what, bud?
Well, I don't know yet, but, you know, the protocols are dropped.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine that's in the building, was in the building today, had lunch with somebody with the Giants, and they were eating in a cafeteria. And nice. I said to my friend, I said, I said, wait a minute. You're allowed in the building? He was like, yeah, because that's where you told me to meet him.
Yeah.
I said, holy crap. So everything's dropped.
Good.
So as of now, Jerry, you know, it's starting to look like we're on the path back to the locker rooms.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, that could always change. You know, we know that, Jerry. You know, but that seems to be, you know, when the NFL dropped all those protocols, that was big, Jerry. You know, that was big, obviously, you know. So it seems like we're on the path to head back to the lot. You know what, Jerry? You know when we'll find out for sure? I'll tell you right now. Next month, the week before the draft, you always have, well, the last few years has been a Zoom with the general manager, you know, talking about the draft.
Yeah.
This year, obviously, you'll be with Joe Shane, not Dave, touched by the hand of God, gentlemen, right?
Yeah,
so,
right.
So, you know, years before COVID, we were in the auditorium with them, Jerry.
Mm.
And we were in a big auditorium, and, you know, and Shane, you know, the general manager, you know, and you ask questions, you talk about the draft and all that nonsense. So I guess to me, Jerry, oh, you know what? Well, I could see April 4th. April 4th is an OTA. I don't know, you know, it'll be outside or whatever, but that's one of the first OTAs.
Yeah.
But if we're inside, Jerry, in that auditorium for that pre-draft meeting with Shane,
yeah, game on,
and Brian Daboll,
yeah,
I guess that would be the path to going back to normal. Dude.
Nice. I hope they do for you, because I that was one of the great aspects of covering the team, right? I mean, you're in the locker room,
sure,
you know, and
sure,
talking to these guys, and you're telling Sterling Shepard that he outkicked the coverage, right, with his wife and things like that, saying things like that. So.
a lot of funny private stories. Yeah, there's a lot of funny private stories I really can't talk about. Some are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Some are pretty private. Guys rolling eyes about DeAndre Carter. I told you that story.
Yeah, DeAndre Baker. Yeah.
Jerry, that's, look, we talked about it before, dude. Nothing like being in a locker room when you get guys on the side and you're talking about private stuff. Or,
yeah.
You know, and you kind of get a feel a lot of stuff that's going on, you know, and that's been gone, you know.
I got to ask you also, Chris. You see any scenario where Saquon would get traded?
Jerry, I don't see it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I think Joe Shane made it plain that he wants to give Daniel as many weapons as he could, you know, get keep for him or find for him or draft for him or whatever it might be.
Yep.
And I don't believe, you know, I know this thing took off about Saquon because, you know, Joe said, oh, I'm open to business, everything. I mean, of course he's going to say that answer, you know?
Yeah.
But no, I don't see Saquon go anywhere. I never did, right? I think we said I don't see it happening. He wants to keep him for Daniel.
Mm.
He wants that weapon for Daniel, you know. And now Devontae Booker is gone. And I think Saquon at a $7 million price stays, Jerry. And they're going to free up room otherwise. I don't see that happening. You notice that whole buzz is gone, dude. You notice that now with the trade thing? It's gone.
Yeah, because I think the rumor was that he'd only get a third for him anyway. And I'll be honest with you, dude. You get a third for Saquon, it just ain't worth it. Yeah. That's the case. It's not worth it.
Actually, Jerry, coming out of the combine, the hot rumors that you're lucky you get a four for him.
Well, then that's stupid. Then why do it then? It makes no sense.
Right. Well, Jerry, the only reason they would do it is because they clear at $7 million, you know?
Yeah, that's fair. But
talent, it's not $14 million, Jerry. You know,
right,
it's not $11
million.
Right. It's not $12
million. Right.
It's, to me, it's like, you know what?
Right.
You talked about giving Daniel as much as you could. Well, Saquon is one of those key guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's one of those key guys, dude, that could open a game up for you. He's going to be back 100%, Jerry. Hopefully he stays healthy. And hopefully he has a much improved offensive line.
Yeah.
And this kid could be a big weapon. Look, the Giants are looking to compete, brother.
Yeah.
They're looking to win damn games, Jerry.
Yep.
We all know they're not going to Super Bowl next year. We know that, dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Joe Shane and Brian Daboll are not out there as a charity cause saying, oh, we'll see you in 2023. We don't give a shit what we do this year. No.
Yeah.
They're out there to win damn games, Jerry. And not for nothing, Jerry. You know, this isn't a powerhouse division.
That was my point before, right? Like, you look at the division, you're like, I don't know. We just got Carson Wentz. Dallas seems to be on, you know, losing some talent. Philly, Jalen Hurts doesn't scare me.
Yeah, look what we're saying is that, you know, me and you aren't sitting here saying, oh, the Giants are going to win the division. But what I'm saying is it's not a powerhouse division. These guys are looking to compete. They're looking to win games, brother.
Right.
You know?
Right. No one scares me. How about that? I'll say that.
Yeah. So, Jerry, let's talk about another position, all right?
Yeah.
To come up to me, I have to address.
I know. I know where you're going.
Go ahead.
Tight end.
Thank you.
Everybody.
They got one guy in the
Chris
roster.
Chris Myrick.
And Kate Smith. From what I understand, Jerry, his knee's really not in good shape. So don't expect him. Matter of fact, I'm looking for him to get released in the coming days.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens with him. Look, there's buzz about Evan Engram. Maybe trying to get him back in a fold, but I don't think that's going to work. Okay, I think Evan will be moving on. All right.
Oh my God,
what's the matter?
Evan Engram back in the fold.
Did I just give you a heart attack?
Oh my God, the ticker can't handle that.
Dude, I'm just telling you what I heard. You know,
wow, you just you report.
I think everyone will be moving on. Yeah. And all that. So, hey Jerry, they're gonna have to address this tight end. Probably signing a free agent. One of those look, when it comes to free agency, you know, you call it what the first wave. Those are the big boys, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
First few days, they're all gone, right? Mostly big contracts, the whole deal. Boom. By Monday afternoon, Monday night, you'll be reading about, you know, all these big guys, right? Oh, he's gonna go here. He's gonna go there. And then you got the second and third wave guys, and that's where the Giants are going to be at, Jerry, because they don't have the money really for the big time boys, right?
Yeah.
So you're looking at second and third wave guys. They're going to have to go after one of these second and third wave guy tight ends, Jerry.
Yeah.
Excuse me. You know, the Anthony Firsts, I got some guys, that Jeff Swain, Ricky Seal Jones, who had that great catch against the Giants there, shooting the end zone. The Mo Alley Cox. You remember that catch, right?
Yeah, I do.
The Mo Alley Cox, you know, obviously the Zach Ertz's, the CJ, who's, you know, but, you know, they're going to have to go to second day. They're going to have to bring a guy in here, Jerry. To me, in free agency, get him in here, and, you know, and then you're going to be drafted. And they're going to be – dude, you tell me. I don't think there's any question the Giants are drafting a tight end.
I think they're drafting two. Right? I think they're going to draft two. I think it's going to be like when they took, Derek Brown and, what was his name, Aaron Pierce, first and third. I think it's going to be like both their third-round picks or something like that, or fourth. It's going to be like that. There's going to be a guy they're targeting, and then there may be you know what, this guy has potential, maybe fifth round, something like that. I think they're taking two tight ends, dude. I think they have to almost.
Well, Jerry, you know, let's see what happens at free agency.
Yeah.
You know? But I think we're on the same page here, brought out one is a definite. Absolutely. One is definitely drafted a tight end, dude.
Definitely. You know? Have to.
You know? That's a position that, like I said, there's some second and third wave guys, I like to call them, in free agency.
Yeah.
That are not going to, you know, they're not
going to. Where do you put Eric Ebron? Second or third wave?
Eric Ebron?
Yeah.
Oh, second or third wave. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I got him in the second wave. You know, I think he's one of those second wave guys, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, some of the first wave guys are franchised, Jerry. They're not even going to be there. You know, Gesicki and the Schultz, you know, who else am I missing? There's another guy tied in that I think.
Njoku, you just said.
Oh, I'm sorry, Njoku. Right.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, Jerry? Even if he hit the mark,
I don't want him.
I wouldn't even have him as a first wave guy.
No.
But anyway, he gets franchised, and, you know, you got some. Look, Zach Ertz is 31, but he could still play. I mean, you know, he's going to make his, you know, he'll make a little money. And the kid from Cincinnati is pretty good. He's coming off an injury, but, you know, he got injured in the playoffs, but. No big time tight ends in this free agency, but there's going to be some second that you could bring in here, Jerry. You know, that could help you a little bit, and they're not going to destroy your cap, you know, Jerry. So
right. Yeah, I thought that was the one spot they would be able to they might try and spend, and then everybody's franchised, and it's okay. Now it's not worth it. You know, you just like you said, you wait to the second or third wave, see if you get. But I totally think they're drafting two tight ends. I think one earlier and then probably one a little later.
Good. Very well. Could very well be, brother. Could very well be. Another position, Jerry, I just want to talk about one guy here that could be a possibility with his Raven connection. You look at the defensive line, right, Jerry? Let's look at the Giants' defensive line. Mm-hmm. Right now, you got Leo and you got Dexter.
Yeah.
Austin Johnson's a free agent.
Right.
You know, David Moore, I mean, come on now. You know what I mean?
Raymond Johnson.
So, right, you know, you're looking at a defensive line. It's pretty thin, right? I mean, you got Leo and you got Dex. So, Jerry, you know, and you look at Wink Martindale and you look at the defense and you say, well, what did Wink always have? And even before Martindale, what did they always have? They're always one of the best run defensive teams, the Ravens. Well, they had that big mountain in the middle, Brandon Williams.
Yep.
Okay? Who could play that zero. He played a one tech. He could even play a little three tech for you. And I know he's 33 years old. I know.
Yeah.
But is he going to destroy your cap? I don't know. Is he somebody that the Giants might have interest in because Martindale wants to get him the hell over here to help? Because the Giants' run defense isn't good. Wasn't good last year, right?
Right.
Is it a guy you might look at and say, oh, let's get him over here. Let's see what he's asking. Let's see if you know what I mean? Maybe. Right?
Right.
Maybe. So, you know, just a little defensive line help.
What about Sebastian Joseph? What do you like him or no?
I always did kind of like him.
Yeah. That's That was my prediction, just because of the cost aspect and the fact that he can stop the run. He's a plugger. He'll be a good part of the rotation. Again, Giants only have so many picks, but I could see them investing some capital in a defensive line, maybe third round, fourth round, somewhere like that. Who knows? Dave Gettleman would scare the crap out of me in this draft because I know he would take a defensive tackle. Yes, that's his fifth pick. That's the fifth overall pick. If Dave Gettleman, yes, thank you. If Dave Gettleman was the GM, he's taking him five or seven, probably five.
You know what, Jerry? It's funny that you mentioned that because obviously Jordan Davis, you know, you watch all these Georgia games and the kid jumps out on your film.
Yeah.
And then he blows out of the, he blows it out of the water in the combine.
Freak.
And I said to myself, it's funny you say that, Jerry, because I said to myself, I'm watching the combine and I see him. And I was like, oh my God, Gettleman would probably be salivating over this guy. He'd probably make That'd him like a number one pick.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So he's the best defensive line coming out, I think, by far.
He would pick him and Cross. They'd be his two picks. Telling you right now.
His teammate Wyatt really had a nice combine, and his stock is rising too. So, Jerry, some other guys, free agent-wise, you know, Jaron Reed, a couple of veterans. Look, here's another guy, Jerry, a second-wave guy. There's Christian Covington, another guy, a really good who plays the run well. We'll see. Look, they have to get somebody in. They're going to – either the draft, free agency, but the defensive line is going to have to be addressed, Jerry, you know?
Yeah.
Jerry, I got to ask you a question. I know you're probably going to laugh your ass off at me and say, Chris, stop, right? But you look at Martindale, and you look at those edge guys he likes. They could drop back in coverage. They drafted one last year with Awe and the whole deal, and he's always had the Matthew Judons, and now he had the Bowser last year and all that. And speaking of blitzing, Jerry, I actually tweeted – today about Xavier McKinney at Xavier McKinney, so I'm sure because he actually did tell me, sometimes I'm a little like, oh God, playing deep safety, wish he was more involved. Well, he's going to be more involved this year. But getting to the point, now Jerry, I know you're going to say stop, but Lorenzo Carter, Lorenzo Carter is a Martindale type guy, dude. He could blitz, he could drop in the coverage a little bit. He's good off that. He's quick. He really played well the last 5-6 games. I know he hasn't put it together. I know he's been a big disappointment the 4 years in a way. But, dude, is he not like a Martindale guy or what?
Oh, man, I said a couple weeks ago, I said if the Giants can get him to stay for a shorter-term deal, if the market doesn't explode money all over him, right? Like if they don't say, all right, here's a 5-year deal for, I don't know, $50 million, whatever. I don't know what he's going to get. He's going to get a lot of ridiculous money. $100 million, I don't know. Someone's going to pay him a lot of money, maybe a 3-4 year deal. And in the $15 million per year range, maybe someone does that, then no. But Chris, if they can get him on a 1-year deal, because what he showed at the end of the year for me, it's worth bringing him back. It just is. He was healthy.
I agree.
I don't dislike Lorenzo Carter. We don't have a vendetta against these Giants, right? Like, I just want Evan Engram gone. I don't have a vendetta against them. I just want him out. But when they start doing well, you're rooting for them, right? Like, he played so well the last 6 games, or last 5 games, whatever it was, that if they can get him back for a year on kind of a prove-it-again deal, do it. The problem, I think, is someone's going to take a chance on him. And I'm messing up the numbers, Chris, but someone's going to give him 3-4 years, and I don't even know what he would ask for, but I imagine it's that 12 to 15 for an edge guy, a quality edge guy. I imagine you're going to pay in the 12 to 15 range.
Jerry, I was talking to somebody the other day, and he was like, we were talking about Lorenzo Carter, and he felt the same way I did. Like, love to see him back, but he just, like me and like you, he just feels that he put enough on film those last 4 or 5 games that like 2 or 3 teams will be interested in him without question and give him money, give him a nice deal that the Giants just can't do, Jerry. You
know? And it's going to be a team that already has an established few guys that says, you're going to be another piece to this, not we're going to build around you. Right? Like the Giants have Leonard Williams. And Ojulari's young, but really it's Leonard Williams. If he comes back to the Giants, it's, all right, he's right away our probably our maybe second best pass rusher.
Right. And you know what, Jerry? He's been in a building every day. Somebody told me he's been in a building every day working out.
Yeah.
Giant meat. He's with the Giant coaches. He's been with Martindale. He's been with Shane. He's been with Dable. They really like the kid. But, you know, I just don't see it working financial-wise. And I don't know how they really feel about him, too, either. I couldn't tell you that. They like him. They you know, when you see a kid every day and he's working the offseason, he's in a building, you know, and then you look at the film, you see what he did the last five games, we'll see what happens. But to me, the way he finished the year, he outpriced the Giants here. I think another team or two or three teams would be interested in him big time, and they're going to give him pretty good money.
What do you think he would demand? I imagine 12 to 15, but I don't know. I don't know what.
I would say, Carter, I'd say around 9, 10, Jerry.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Then would I keep him for a 3-year deal at $30 million? I don't know. I'd have to think about it. You have to get me in a good mood.
Look, he's never really progressed. Look, he's never really blossomed where he was drafted and all that.
But with a new D coordinator, more an infusion of talent, him healthy, it's like, I just feel like this is one where if Evan Ingram, how about this, Chris? If Evan Ingram does well somewhere else, God bless him. Okay, it just did not work out. I know Kitchens and Garrett didn't use him well last year, but he had so many opportunities to do
it. Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
But if Lorenzo Carter does well somewhere else, you got a glimpse of this at the end of 2021, and he didn't keep him. That's what I'm scared of. Because what we saw at the end of the year was, man, this guy looks pretty good right now. This is what we thought we were getting when we drafted him.
Jerry, I agree. That's my biggest fear, too, that he goes to another team and it stays healthy and really, really does. It turns into like a Leonard Floyd type dude, you know?
Right. Yes. You know?
So that's obviously – well, I wish him well, too, Jerry. If he doesn't stay, you know, look, like you said, Jerry, there's no vendetta against this guy. I hope he plays well with somebody else. It just didn't work out here, you know, somewhere else. You know, it just didn't work out here. Like Evan, you know, it just didn't work out here. Doesn't mean he can't play well somewhere else. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, Jerry, you look at, I guess, another free agency. Let's look at, obviously, the edge position. The Giants need that bad. And, obviously, they're not going to have the money to spend on guys like Chandler Jones. But just a couple of names. And your boy Clowney, he's out there.
Right, you saw that, money. Yeah. I can't do it again.
Hassan Reddick, the Emmanuel Ogbai. I like him a lot, too, man. But I put this out about 3 weeks ago, Jerry. Two guys maybe to keep an eye on.
Right.
You know? It's two Buffalo guys. The veterans, 34 years old, 33 years old, won't break the bank, the whole deal. And that's Jerry Hughes and Mario Addison, you know? Obviously, two guys that Shane and Dable know, two edge guys. Even last year, you know, Mario Addison, 34 years old now, he still had 7 sacks and, you know, 7 hits, 25 pressures. You know, I got it in front of me. I'm reading it here. And, you know, two guys that can maybe help you a little bit off that edge, two veterans that obviously they're familiar with, Jerry. Two guys that could come off the edge for Martindale and all that. I'm just looking at those two guys, maybe keep an eye on them because of the Shane connection.
That's fair. That's fair. You know, it's funny. A lot of fans don't get too excited when they add players in the 30s. But it's like right now, like you said, dude, we don't have anything. Like, what do we have, right? Like, you know, there's not much there. I love Ojulari and I like Carter and I like Roche as a, you know, I like Roche as a third. I really like Roche as a fourth guy, Chris. I don't like him as a third. I mean, I like him as part of the rotation. I mean, he could develop into some like a third, but you know, let's be honest. There's very rarely does that happen where an undrafted guy comes in and is an integral part of the pass rush anymore. I mean, at least in our experience with the Giants recently. But you know, it's going to be integral to add to this front seven because you look at what they have. Like we said, they're 20 free agents. They're probably going to keep 4 maybe. There's going to be so much turnover. They have to bring some guys in, and they can't just rely on the draft and then college free agents. It's like there's going to be so much turnover on this roster. So I'd be fine with that, especially as like a 1-year kind of holdover, maybe a couple-year deal. And like you said, coaching staff's familiar with them. So
yeah, and obviously Jerry, the one you know, the last position we'll talk about free agent wise, that you know, offensive line, you know. Those second and third, right? Look, I think one guy you got to look out for, maybe another Buffalo guy, obviously, is Ike Bollinger. You know, their left guard played over 600 snaps last year. He played pretty decent football for them.
Yep.
He's a free agent. He's a guy who could come in here and play left guard for the Giants, you know?
Yep.
somebody second way, you know, a guy is probably going to outprice the Giants, but Lakin Tomlinson of the 49ers was a guy somebody told me before the season, he played really well for the Niners last year, the left guard, and a guy that somebody told me before the season started last year, the Giants were trying to trade for him. Okay?
Yeah, it's amazing.
Now, that was the old regime. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And he's probably going to outprice because he played pretty well for the Niners. But how about some of these old-time these veterans, Jerry, like a Ryan Jensen or a Ben Jones at Fasena? Or do you feel that they're going to go after one in the draft?
We need depth, dude.
What do you think they do with this offensive line? To me, it's another second and third wave type deal.
Yeah, it's a second and third type deal, but they need guys, dude. What they have is terrible. I mean, again, man, we went over this roster so many times. And when you look at the offensive line, you don't even have – you have really one bona fide starter. I mean, that's insane, right? You didn't even get to the backups yet. You have one starter. You have question marks with Lemieux, Gates. Forget Pear. Hernandez is gone. Nobody backing up. I you know, was really worth keeping other than maybe Price. You still have Bredesen, but you need more. No, dude, I totally agree with you. Absolutely need to bring in some guys. I mean, they brought in what? Gono today? It is what
yeah,
it is.
You know, they're bringing in guys to compete. You know, yeah. Like I said, if that's gone, okay.
Yeah.
You know, and to me, you got to get one of these second, third wave guys, free agents, Jerry, bring them in here.
Yeah.
Put them on that line, you know?
Yeah.
Guys that's not going to destroy, you know, not going to be a big price tag, but guys you come in here and, excuse me, and put them at guard or whatever, center, whatever it might be, or and you know, because like Shane was joking around the other day, I don't know, he goes, I got like five offensive healthy bodies right now on the line, you know?
At least he says it.
And you look at the roster right now, you got Andrew Thomas. That's it, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
I got to ask you, too, dude. Let's, you know, since we talked about the freaking position, let's talk linebacker, right? Like, if you're getting rid of Blake Martinez, and Banks always says this, you get rid of Blake Martinez, well, then you have to replace Blake Martinez. So it's not as easy as cutting you let an Evan Engram walk, and it didn't work out. But Blake Martinez was a hell of a linebacker, got hurt. You hope he comes back. And, yes, he's expensive. But if you get rid of him, you got to replace him. Is there anyone in free agency, if they do cut Blake Martinez, that you would want to bring in? And am I a buffoon for saying if Leighton Vander Esch's neck is healthy, that there's someone they should at least look at?
Is he? I didn't know that. He's a free agent too.
Yeah.
Vander Esch scares me because of that neck.
Right.
It seems like every play, any play. And you know what, Jerry? I got to be honest with you. His play really dropped.
It did drop. I know.
His play really dropped. I mean, is it worth a look at? Yeah, I would stay away from that, dude. And, you know, Jerry, Blake Martinez situation, obviously you're going to ask him to take that cut. I think he will. If he refused,
they didn't have much choice.
Do they cut him?
I don't know, man. I don't think he had much choice. So, I don't know. It's just he's expensive. He's a big, you know, you're eating some dead money, but I think you're freeing up, what, $8 or $9 million? I don't know.
Yeah.
It depends how he comes back.
Yeah.
True, right? I mean,
yeah. It's a tough call, man. You know, it's a tough call.
And Jalen Smith, do you take him seriously next year?
Nah, not really.
Really? Okay.
I don't, you know?
Yeah. I just like the way he played towards the end of the year.
But look, you know, that's a position too, Jerry. They need a linebacker too, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jerry, let me ask
you. We need everything, dude. Isn't it amazing? We just went through everything. Oh, let's stay. You know what? Let's look at defensive tackle. You know what? Let's look at edge. Okay, we're going to look at linebacker now.
Yeah. I know. Jerry, if they land that one of those big boys offensive line at five, how do you feel about a Lloyd or a Dean at seven if they went linebacker?
I'm fine with it. Chris, there aren't many choices they can make where I'm going to walk home on a bridge this draft.
Right.
These guys are these are talented kids. These are kids we should be ecstatic to get.
Right. So
I will say this. I'd be concerned if they go, like, say they went Thibodeau at five and then Dean at seven. Hey, I'm happy we got that. But now it's we still have a problem on the O-line. You got to address it quickly. Then you're backing yourself into, I got to take a lineman next pick. And even if the Zion Johnsons go, Penning goes, Cross goes, and they're there in the second round, you're like, shit, I'm taking the next lineman. And that's when you get into a little bit of a trouble. I'd be concerned about that, but not mad.
Yeah.
So.
But they need a linebacker help, bro.
Team.
It's amazing.
Oh, Kobe Dean, bro. Oh. Sideline to sideline, baby.
Yeah.
Dude, we're an hour in, so we're only gonna do, we're gonna do a few questions tonight. That was awesome. That was fun. We hadn't done this in like a, it feels like a 2 weeks. I know it was only been a little over a week, but man, so much happened. There was so much news over the last few days.
Oh, wait, the next podcast. Well, these free agents are flowing in.
Yeah, we'll wait a bit, guys. We'll wait and see. You know, obviously, if the Giants somehow make a huge move, maybe we'll have an emergency one. But we'll play it by ear. Chris and I will be talking about when we should drop the next one. So, all right. Look, a lot of these questions are ones that we kind of addressed already. I'm reading through them. It's a lot of who would you take at five, and if this guy or that guy's there. All right, Chris, I'll ask this one first. Doug Revitt, after failing in Chicago, do you think Trubisky would be an honest competitor for Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I think he would.
I know. Isn't that funny?
I think he would.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too. Calvin T, which current Giants player do you expect to take the biggest leap forward this season? Thanks for all you do.
Which current Giant player take the big leap forward?
Biggest leap forward.
Biggest leap forward. Wow. Oof. Well, Aziz took a real. I can't even put him down because he took a leap forward already.
First person I thought of. First person I thought of because I said he's going to be even better. I just don't know if he's going to be numbers wise that much. Like,
all right, I'm going to. I'm going to say gonna have. You ready, Jerry?
Yeah.
Daniel Jones.
Oh, I love it. I like that a lot. I'm very happy with that. That's good. I hope you're right. For me, Kenny Golladay. It cannot get worse.
Oh, there
he's
you go.
He's got to be better.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't even think about Golladay. Yeah.
You helped me with Jones because I thought, who's he throwing to? So, yeah, it cannot get worse for Golladay. Joey Z at Moulton Central 81. I think everybody forgets about Rodarius Williams. He had a solid rookie campaign. Do you see a larger role for him in Martindale's defense?
Well, yeah, he'll be competing as one of those corners. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
You know what, Joey? I totally forgot about Rodarius myself. Because he got injured last year and all that, but he flashed at times, right? That kid.
Yes, he did.
And he'll be competing. Joey, no question about it.
Godfather Brooklyn asked the question that we kind of answered already, but he says hashtag Paizan. It's so funny. Hashtag Buffoon Crew. Hashtag Paizan. Kyle Johnson, we'll answer this one for you. We kind of said it already, but I'll address it because you're asking it a different way. Thibodeau and Cross are available at five. Who do you take? Well, Thibodeau. That's easy for
Thibodeau.
Me. Right.
Thibodeau.
All right, now, second one. Cross and Sauce are available at seven. Who do you take?
And who do we take at five?
We took Thibodeau.
And who we take? I'm sorry.
Ooh, that's tough, buddy, isn't it?
That's a tough one.
If I can, I'll give you an answer. If I cannot trade down, I'm probably going to take Sauce Gardner. And then I just backed myself into the corner I didn't want to. But it's just too much talent.
I don't know if I have Cross. Me personally,
right?
I'm not quite sure I got Cross rated that high. I would probably go with Sauce.
And then we just did this. We just did exactly what we said.
And then we'll take, you know, hopefully they got somebody in free agency, and hopefully they draft, you know, in the middle rounds and hit, you know. And, but a lot of people do have Cross rated that high. You're asking me personally. I just don't. I would probably go with Sauce.
Dunn Ugor. I think that's how you pronounce it. Is trading back from the fifth overall pick with a team like Seattle a viable option? Yeah, it is. If they, again, we're not in the room. If their guys are gone, that they have the top four, say, and you're lukewarm on the next three or four, then yeah, you would trade back to nine and maybe pick up a second round pick or something like that. Sure, everything's on the table. Absolutely, everything is on, and I wouldn't be mad about that either. Like I said, the only thing I'm not going to be too happy about is if five, they say our first round pick is Kenny Pickett. It's like, oh, guys, come on, really? And I don't, that's not going to happen. There's no way that happens. This isn't Dave the Buffoon. So,
Jerry, can you see Joe Shane moving up a few slots to like three?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, especially if a guy that he's in love with is there. Yes, 1,000%. Sure.
Jerry, I mean, if, say Hutchinson goes first. Who's the second pick, Jerry?
It's Jacksonville. Then it's I know Houston.
Detroit. Then Houston, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like say, say, you know, Hutchinson goes first. Detroit, they're looking for, they got their tackles. They're looking for an edge. And they go Thibodeau. Now it looks like Houston's going to take Neal, right?
Yeah.
The Jets might take Equano.
Yeah.
If you're Joe Shane, would you move up, try to get up to that third spot? So you now you know how you have one of those two tackles? Could you see him doing it?
Yes, I could see him doing it.
Yeah, he already said I have no problem moving up. He already said it.
Yeah.
He already said I'm gonna be aggressive, either moving up, moving back.
Right. Yes, I agree, Chris. He could do it. He might do it. And I wouldn't blame him if he did, if that's how it worked out. And he really coveted one of those tackles and went up and got him. Yes. Chodeman at Chodeman 23, dovetailing on the pizza combo from last week. I'm from New Jersey and my wife is from Chicago. I consider Chicago pizza to be in the same category as a quiche. It can be good, but it's not pizza. Opinion, Jerry? Yeah. Tell your wife, in the words of Jon Stewart, Chodeman, it's a casserole. It's not a pizza. It's a pie with just sauce in it and cheese thrown on top, buddy. It's okay, but it's not pizza. So there you go. Let's stay on the East Coast for pizza. We'll do a couple more. Tino James, what do you guys think about Jordan Love? I say he's available now. No, is he worth trading for? He's terrible, isn't he?
I don't know. We don't know anything about
him. What do you play?
We're definitely not trading for him, though. I can tell you that.
Like, if you're Aaron Rodgers, like, they drafted this guy. They could have built your team around you. I don't know. That's just such a weird pick.
Jerry.
Yeah.
He's there 2 years in Green Bay, and they just re-signed Rodgers to a 4-year extension.
Right.
What does that tell you about Jordan Love?
It's got to be terrible, no?
If they thought he was going to be the next Rodgers, or that's some, you know, somewhat that level, yeah, they would have waved goodbye to Rodgers and his drama.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I got to call out Chris Knowles for asking the question that you just brought up. What are the chances the Giants move up with their pick to go from 5 to 3 to make sure they get one of the top two linemen? Good for you, Chris. That's a hell of a question, buddy. Nice job.
Those Chris's think alike, right, Jerry?
I guess. That's smart, a good question.
Smart guys, man. Smart guys.
Nice job. Early expectations for Roche. We talked about it. When are they cutting Sterling Shepard? We'll go. I'm trying to find one more, dude. Oh, here we go. Innes at Matt Innes. When do we get each of your full 7-round mock drafts? Come on, you cowards. Pull the trigger. And he put a laugh emoji. Probably a couple weeks, because we do the insider at the end of the month, and we'll put our picks in each round, like we did last year. This year I'll get Chris's all right. I won't repeat one of his picks twice. Hopefully Reuters didn't notice that last year. I had you picking the same guy in the 3rd and 5th round. I think it was that. So yeah, it'll be probably a few weeks from now, whenever we print next, and then we'll read them on air. So there you go. We're not cowards. We'll pull the trigger. There you go. Nice stuff tonight, buddy. Anything else?
No. So what we'll do is, today's Wednesday. We're dropping here Wednesday, and so Monday's really the free agency. So yeah, Wednesday they make it official. So you know what, Jerry? We'll shoot like I guess next Thursday or Friday. You know?
Yeah, Thursday, Friday.
Because it's really Monday, so the big boys will be off the board. You start getting some second guy, you know?
Yeah.
And all that, and so we'll probably shoot for the end of the week next week, folks, so we get the free agency in. You know, we don't want to go Monday, Tuesday. Meanwhile, there's a bunch of guys Wednesday, you know, the whole deal. So
right.
We'll try to get a large board. We'll talk about what's going on in free agency. You know, maybe, after that, dude.
Maybe guys will get cut or traded by then, too.
Right. And after that, Jerry, it'll be an OTA, and it's all draft, you know?
Yep. And like you said, we'll have a couple of different guys on this year. With different perspectives, and these guys
right after free agency, we'll have a couple of different guys on.
These guys eat, sleep, drink, and crap the draft. So,
right.
All right, man, good stuff. All right, guys, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magster for a digital subscription. That's MAGZTER. All right, guys, remember, Sundays are Giant days, baby. Take care, everyone.
Bye, bye, everybody.